This just in, body odor is officially canceled for good this time. So unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits, your feet, and yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi to create the brand. Fast forward 6 years and her game-changing whole body deodorant has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love smelling great and feeling confident from head to toe. My favorite thing about Lumi is that I could just throw it in my purse and I can trust that I can use it everywhere on my body. Since Lumi is a whole body deodorant, it is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers will get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equates to over 40% off of the starter pack. So use the code GIRL for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. Again, that's the code GIRL, G-I-R-L, at LumiDeodorant.com, LumiDeodorant.com. Trade Coffee is changing the way you experience coffee at home. They continuously curate a wide variety of coffees from the best small batch specialty orders in the U.S. and then make personalized recommendations based on what you like or may like to try. Every bag is roasted to order and shipped fresh to you by one of their 50-plus partners. From dark roast to decafs, espressos to cold brew and iced coffee, my favorite, you can discover the best coffee suited to your taste. My favorite thing is the quality of the coffee and the convenience of delivery. You guys, you know how lazy I am and I love to order everything online. So if you love coffee as much as I do, you need to try Trade Coffee today. For a limited time, enjoy a free bag and up to $15 off select plans when you visit my link, drinktrade.com/girltalk. Again, that's drinktrade.com/girltalk for a free bag and up to $15 off select plans. Again, that's drinktrade.com/girltalk. Huge shout out to today's sponsor, ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. So like us, if you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs, ShipStation is a multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates whatever you sell online. When you optimize your shipping process and connect to a network of expert partners, you reclaim valuable time for what truly matters, which is growing your business. I love ShipStation because it makes it super easy to automate shipping tasks and manage orders all in one simple dashboard. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. So ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code GIRLTALK to sign up for your free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com and use the code GIRLTALK.
Hey, my name is Adeline Warren, and you're listening to Girl Talk. I like to say that I'm the big sister of the internet. You can watch me fuck up all you want, but hey, maybe we can learn something from it. I hope you enjoy.
Hey, guys. We are back at it with a car episode because we needed a couple more episodes. Well, this is the last episode before we go off on a break for season 2 of Girl Talk, but we're back at it again with the car. I'm sorry if the audio isn't the best. It's definitely better than last time because it's not raining finally today. But I just finished therapy and I felt very inspired just to talk about, I don't know, just life and like what we're going through right now. I don't know. I was talking to my friend today because I'm getting a facial. I'm so excited. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's called Olthera. I don't know if it's just a consultation today or if we're actually doing it today. But I'm so excited. It's like this facial and it's a Korean facial. It's supposed to tighten your skin, which I'm excited about because I don't know. I've never gotten filler. I've never gotten Botox. I've never gotten really any of that. Just for like my own reasons. Not that I like judge people who do it. Like a lot of my friends do Botox and filler and like we talk about it and like, you know, I consider doing it, but I think I'm just like not good with stuff like that. I hate needles. I don't know. I think I always regret shit after I get it done. Like I fucking got a haircut and cried after because it wasn't exactly the way I wanted it to. Like I can't even imagine like a haircut where I can like grow back versus like something that maybe it's not permanent. Like filler you can dissolve, but like it does change your face. I don't know. I feel like I'm just not a good candidate for it. And I'm just like such an indecisive person. Like I'm literally removing my tattoos. I shouldn't even be allowed to have tattoos, honestly. But I don't know. I'm really excited for this facial because it's non-invasive. Apparently it does hurt to get it done and you can only get it done once a year. But I'm excited to see the results and hopefully we see any results. I don't know. I also find that like a lot of my friends that get Botox and filler, I like just don't fucking notice a difference. And I'm like, girl, you have to get Botox and like it costs like what, $500, $600 and you look the exact fucking same. I don't know. Maybe that's the point, right? I don't know. But I just like don't notice a difference when my friends get things done. Like unless it's like, I guess like a nose job or like a boob job, obviously you can tell the difference. But I always felt like whenever my friends get like filler or Botox, I can never even tell. Which is maybe a good thing, I don't know. But I'm super excited about this. I feel like since I turned 25, I've been so like, not obsessed, but I've been more into like anti-aging and like, you know, taking care of yourself type things. I've been super into red light therapy because a lot of people have said that red light therapy works better than Botox. And I really do believe it because there's red light therapy at my gym. I just pay for it. It's like a little bit extra. It goes across your whole body. And I also have this Dr. Dennis Gross like red light therapy face mask that I use on my face. And I love it. Like I use it every single night on my face. I started using it on my boyfriend and I swear even he has noticed a difference in his skin. But I don't know. I've been obsessed with that. I'm super excited for this facial. I feel like I'm super okay, and I'm okay with myself getting non-invasive things. I don't know. One thing that I was a little bit interested in is microneedling, because I heard that Kim Kardashian does microneedling. But I'm like, people say that Kim Kardashian does so many things, and I'm like, I feel like she doesn't even do half of the things that they say that she does. So I don't know. Apparently microneedling, though, creates as much collagen that you lose per year, or maybe more collagen that you use per year that you lose. But I don't know. I think for me, there's no shade towards directly anybody, but I just feel like I think my goal is to be as youthful and like young looking as possible. And sometimes I do feel like this, where I feel like sometimes if it's not done in the correct way, I feel like Botox and filler can make you look older. I don't know. I have noticed it with certain people, and there's like no tea, no shade. Like if something makes you feel confident and something makes you feel good, literally what the fuck does my fucking opinion matter? Literally does not fucking matter. But I don't know. At least for me, I feel like sometimes when people get filler, it like drags down their face, or it like makes their face look more droopy and like old. Whereas, I don't know. I feel like they look so beautiful. And sometimes I'll even talk to my friends and they're like, oh, you know, I want to get this done. I want to get a nose job. I want to get lip filler. I want to do this. And I'm like, what? Like, you're literally perfect. Like, you literally have a perfect face. Like, what do you mean? Like, I would have never thought that you would be insecure about that ever. And I was like, what? Like, I don't know. Sometimes I get so confused by my friends and they're like, I want this done. I want this done. I want this done. I'm like, what? You're literally perfect. What the fuck? You're literally perfect. And I don't want to sound like one of those people that are like, ah, pick me. Like, ah, I don't get things done. Like, ah. I don't want to sound like that. Like, I don't know. But I feel like I'm all for doing whatever the fuck makes you feel good, and you know, that's
At the end of the day, nobody's in their grave being like, oh, I wish I told that person not to get filler. Or, oh, I wish that, you know, I spent more time in that person's that I hate comment section. Like, what the fuck? Nobody does that. I think at the end of the day, all that matters is that you feel good and that it's your fucking body. And like, it doesn't matter what the fuck other people think. So I just want to get that out of the way, just because, I don't know, I don't want to come across as like someone that is like anti something. It's like, you know, when people are like, oh, like, you know, I don't wear makeup, I only wear clear mascara, blah, 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 shut the fuck up. So I don't want to come off like that. But I feel like there needs to be, as much as there is people, and I love that people are so like open about filler and open about getting things done, because it lets us be free of this like unrealistic expectation, unrealistic beauty standard, and we're able to, you know, see like, you know, someone looks like this because they had this done and this done and this done, you know? It's like kind of like how people are like, you know, the Kardashians set an unrealistic beauty standard because they never say what they get done.
This just in, body odor is officially canceled for good this time. So unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits, your feet, and yes, even your privates. In fact, it was the patient's concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi to create the brand. Fast forward 6 years and her game-changing whole body deodorant has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love smelling great and feeling confident from head to toe. So as a special offer, new customers will get 15% off all Lumi deodorant products with our exclusive code and link. Use the code GIRL at LumiDeodorant.com. Again, that's LumiDeodorant.com and use the code GIRL. My favorite thing about Lumi is that I could just throw it in my purse and I can trust that I can use it everywhere in my body. Since Lumi is a whole body deodorant, it is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. It's baking soda free and paraben free, which is super important for me. And it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt. You can choose a variety of fresh bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like a mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers will get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equates to over 40% off of the starter pack. So use the code GIRL for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. Again, that's the code GIRL, G-I-R-L, at LumiDeodorant.com, LumiDeodorant. Trade Coffee is changing the way you experience coffee at home. They continuously curate a wide variety of coffees from the best small batch specialty orders in the U.S. and then make personalized recommendations based on what you like or may like to try. Every bag is roasted to order and shipped fresh to you by one of their 50-plus partners. From dark roast to decaf, espressos to cold brew and iced coffee, my favorite, you can discover the best coffee suited to your taste. And it's not too early to begin thinking of the perfect gift for mom, dad, graduates, or even your best friends getting married this season. Whether it's for yourself or a gift for a loved one, you can't go wrong with better coffee. My favorite thing is the quality of the coffee and the convenience of delivery. You guys, you know how lazy I am and I love to order everything online. So if you love coffee as much as I do, you need to try Trade Coffee today. For a limited time, enjoy a free bag and up to $15 off select plans when you visit my link, drinktrade.com/girltalk. Again, that's drinktrade.com/girltalk for a free bag and up to $15 off select plans. Again, that's drinktrade.com/girltalk. Say my name when you go in it.
Three times like you're superstitious. But I don't know, I think that as much as we should, you know, be like, you know, whatever makes you feel confident, do it, girl. As much as we should say that, I also feel like we should say, you know, you look so fucking fabulous on your own. So fucking fabulous the way that you are. I don't know. I think that there could be an even balance between the two, because, you know, I've heard people tell me, you know, do whatever makes you confident, do whatever makes you confident. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. I didn't do it, obviously. Like, I would look so different. But back in the day, like 2019, 2020 era, when everyone was getting BBLs, bitch, you bet your ass I was looking at doctors. I was looking, like, because, you know, I want a big butt. And it seemed like, you know, the Kardashians had the BBLs. And, like, so many influencers have BBLs and, like, huge butts. And, like, you know, when you're in LA, you get, you know, you get, what is it called? You get hypnotized. Or, I don't know. You're just surrounded by so many people that have it that it becomes normalized. That's what I wanted to say. So there were times where I'm like, oh my gosh, should I get this done? Like, should I get a BBL? Should I get some lipo, some fat transplant? I don't know. And I definitely have looked into it, and I've definitely looked at doctors, because, you know, I listen to these people and they're like, oh my God, whatever makes you confident, do it. But I wish that someone was like, bitch, you look fucking good by yourself. Like, you look fucking good on your own. You don't need to fix anything. Like, yeah, do whatever makes you confident. But now looking back, I'm so glad that I didn't get a BBL, because, you know, it's like these procedures and, you know, these beauty standards, it's like a revolving door of, like, you know, different trends. Like, back then you had to be curvy with a big butt and twerking and, you know, WAP, whatever the fuck, like, fucking wet ass pussy, I don't know. And now it's all about being skinny, and, like, all the Kardashians are on Ozempic and everyone's making Ozempic jokes, and they're like, oh, Karl Lagerfeld would have loved Ozempic. Like, shit, like, I don't know. I feel like we're constantly in this revolving door of, like, you know, beauty standards, which is, you know, whatever. It's good that we're being accepting of, like, all of these different body types, but I wish that we weren't, because now all the people that got BBLs, they can't even reverse it. Like, that shit is for life. Like, that's why I'm so glad that I didn't get it, because, you know, a tattoo, you can remove it, but BBL, bitch, like, that shit is, it, like, you move that fat for life. Like, maybe you can get the fat taken out, but your body is altered forever. And I'm so glad that I didn't do it. I think I just want to be that person that, you know, in a world of, like, you know, people telling you, do whatever makes you confident, do whatever makes you feel good, you know, but make sure it doesn't stem out of insecurity, because I feel like I wanted a BBL, and I wanted to get, you know, plastic surgeries, and I wanted to get filler, and I wanted to get Botox, because everyone around me was doing it, and I saw influencers doing it, and I saw celebrities were doing it, and I was like, my life is just going to be so much better if I just get a BBL. And then, you know, there's also factors that go into it, like, what if you get a botched fucking BBL job? Because I know so many, like, I know some people, and they get something done and it's not exactly what they wanted, and especially, like, a nose job, if you want to get, I feel like I know so much about this because I did so much research, especially, like, a nose job, nose jobs are so tricky, and you have to go to a good doctor, because it's a lot easier to take out or shave down than it is to add. So if they do too small, it's a lot harder to fix it than it is to just get it done initially. And I know so many people, and they're like, oh my God, the amount of money that I would pay for my original nose, or my original lips, or my original body, the amount of money that I would pay to just, like, erase everything and not do anything. I don't know. I think I just, like, being in LA, you just, especially the influencer scene, especially, like, the nightlife scene, whatever, you hear so much about this involuntarily. Everything that I know is against my will. Just kidding. I Googled up BBL stuff, but, I don't know. I feel like I just want to be that person that's, like, you know, of course, do whatever makes you feel confident, but make sure that whatever you do to your body, or whatever you do to your face, or whatever you inject inside of you, it's coming out of a place of love. Make sure that you're getting XYZ procedures to your body out of love and not hate. Because, you know, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if this makes sense, and I don't know if I sound like a lunatic when I'm saying this, but I, at one point, hated my butt. But now that I'm 26, I just realized that I just had to grow into my body, like, you know, and my body goes through different phases. And like, when I'm thick, I have a big butt. But when I lose a little weight, like, I lose my butt. But, you know, it's just natural and it's just my body and it's completely fine. And I don't need to have the biggest butt in the entire world. And I don't have the smallest butt in the entire world. And it's something that I look at every single day. And there are times where I would look in the mirror and it would be hard to look at myself naked. Like, I don't know, do you guys ever do that where you're like changing and you get a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and you're almost embarrassed of yourself seeing your body? I don't know, it's a weird thing, like looking at yourself and being like, I hate this about myself. I hate this, I hate this, I hate this, this is awful, this is, I'm like, I hate it, like, why does my boyfriend even like me? I'm so ugly, like, I hate it. But I saw this one Meghan Trainor, super random, I saw this one Meghan Trainor TikTok, and she said that her therapist forced her to just look at her naked body in the mirror for like 10 to 20 minutes. And at first it's really hard because you pick out all these little insecurities that you have, and you're like, oh my God, I hate this about myself. I need to, like, you know, eat less. I need to work out more. I need to, you know, X, Y, Z. I need to get this done, little tummy tuck, whatever. But after looking at yourself for so long, you start to just look at the bigger picture rather than looking at these tiny little insecurities that only you see. And you look at the bigger picture and you're like, well, shit, I don't know, maybe I am kind of pretty. Maybe this is what, you know, my boyfriend sees, or like what other people see in me. And maybe this is why, like, you know, when I tell people I'm insecure about this, they're like, what? Like, I'm so confused. Like, you literally are perfect, you know? Like, getting less scared of my own naked body and really looking at myself and forcing myself to look at myself out of a place of love has really, really, really helped me. I don't know. Because, I don't know, and also growing up, especially Christian, like, even just as a woman, growing up, you're almost kind of taught to hate your body. You have to cover up. You get in trouble at school if your shoulders are showing, or you get in trouble at school if your skirt is too short, and you're taught to hate your body, and it's a temptation for men, but it's not that. And I don't know, I saw Superwoman, you guys know Lily Singh, she did a panel at this girl empowerment event, and she was talking about how her, like, growing up with an Indian background, her relatives and her family would call it her no-no, her vagina would be called her naughty, or it's something along those lines. You have to see, I think she has like a TED talk or something about it, which I thought was so interesting, because, you know, even as kids, we're taught that we should hate these parts of ourselves, like our vagina and our boobs and our womanly features, and we need to hide it, and we need to be modest, and we need to, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, like, do you think that men are ashamed of their penises? Like, do you think that they even think like that at all? Like, no, every man that I know thinks that they deserve the whole fucking world, even though they have a beer belly and they're fucking, like, their hairline is going all the way back to their fucking forehead. Like, shit, like, they think that they deserve the whole world. And not that there's anything wrong with that, we should feel like that. Like, the fuck? Women's bodies are so beautiful and, like, voluptuous, or even just, like, you know, gazelle-like, or I don't know, there's so many different types of beautiful women's bodies, and it really made me feel like, you know, just because someone looks different than me and is beautiful, it doesn't take away my own beauty, because, you know, there's different types of beautiful. There's, like, girls who are, like, tall and skinny, and they're, like, a Victoria's Secret model, and they're, like, a gazelle, and then there's girls that are, like, shorter, but they're thick, and they have a big butt, and, like, they have big boobs, and, like, there's some girls that, there's so many different body types, and, like, shit, like, why are we all insecure about all of it? Like, I swear to God, like, skinny girls are insecure because they're not curvy enough, and then curvy girls are insecure because they're not skinny enough. It's like, you know, we never fucking win, so, like, what the fuck is the point? Sipping on
Hawaiian punch, ay. Huge shout out to today's sponsor, ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. So like us, if you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs, ShipStation is a multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates whatever you sell online. When you optimize your shipping process and connect to a network of expert partners, you reclaim valuable time for what truly matters, which is growing your business. I love ShipStation because it makes it super easy to automate shipping tasks and manage orders all in one simple dashboard. The easy-to-use dashboard makes managing orders smooth, label printing, reporting, and customer service super easy. It effortlessly imports orders from everywhere you sell online with shipping configurations automatically applied. Scale your business and reduce warehouse costs with ShipStation's reliable enterprise solutions. You can save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off of UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. So ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code GIRLTALK to sign up for your free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com and use the code GIRLTALK. Now that it's spring, I feel like I've been going out more, like riding my bike, especially going on walks. You guys know that I've been trying to do 10,000 steps a day. But with all this summer feeling running wild, you need hydration that keeps up with every moment. A single stick of Liquid IV makes ordinary hydration extraordinary with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. I love Liquid IV. I always just put it in my purse, whether I'm like going out or maybe even getting a drink. Liquid IV saves lives, and I kid you not, it has saved my life so many times. My go-to flavor, I think, would be honestly strawberry lemonade, but all of them are good. They have like pear, sugar-free white peach, sugar-free green grape. Strawberry lemonade is my favorite, lemon lime. When it comes to being in the sun and tanning, Liquid IV will be your best friend, and staying hydrated. It is so hard for me to drink all of my water every single day, so this helps me stay hydrated the best that I can. Liquid IV is perfect for traveling. It's perfect for throwing in your purse, perfect for going out. You can just never have enough. I always just have an extra stock in my pantry. Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It has 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks. Tear, pour, live more is their slogan. 1 stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It has 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO and free of gluten, dairy, and soy, and it has no artificial colors or sweeteners. They have 4 delicious sugar-free flavors like white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime, and it has a 0 sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. It's clinically proven to hydrate more than water alone. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code GIRLTALK at checkout. Again, that's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using the code GIRLTALK at liquidiv.com. I've been watching what I've been eating a lot recently, and achieving my goals is more about making healthy habits and less about quick fixes. And that's why I love Daily Harvest. They take the work out of keeping healthy habits, so all I have to do is enjoy. Daily Harvest makes it easy for me to meet my goals and stick with them. They take the planning, prep, and cleanup out of cooking by delivering my favorite veggies and fruit-packed meals straight to my door. With Daily Harvest, I'm getting tons of plant-based options, built-in organic fruits and veggies that are easy to prep and free of gluten, fillers, seed oils, added starches, and sugars. And it really takes the guesswork and effort out of eating food I know that is already good for me. Usually, keeping healthy habits means the same old boring meals, but not with Daily Harvest. They got so many great options for any time of the day, which means sticking to healthy habits is a breeze. Some of my favorites are the dragon fruit and lime smoothie, the butternut squash and rosemary soup. They also have the herb squash and asparagus risotto. By using only recyclable or composting packaging when possible, Daily Harvest is using their part to take care of the earth, which makes me limit my waste and feel good. So create healthy habits that last with Daily Harvest. For a limited time only, go to dailyharvest.com/girltalk to get $30 off your first box plus free shipping. That's dailyharvest.com/girltalk for $30 off your first box and free shipping. dailyharvest.com/girltalk.
Say my name when you go in it. Three times like you're superstitious. It's the best
game. Especially after like 25, I became so over it. And I'm like, thank God I didn't get any like permanent procedures when I was like under the age of 25. I honestly feel like you shouldn't be able to do any crazy procedures until after you're 25. But after you're 25, it's just like you look at your life like in a completely different way. I don't know. The prefrontal cortex, bitch, that shit is real. Like, I don't know. I just looked at my life in such a crazy different way. And I'm like, I don't know. All that matters to me and all that does matter is that I'm healthy. And why would I put my life at risk? And why would I put my body at risk for like a stupid trend that's literally already out of style and already out of fashion? And, you know, people are reversing it. And I don't know. Like, even talking about how Kylie Jenner, she's like, I think she's like a year older than me. And she was saying how she wishes that she never gotten anything done. Did you see that one episode where she was like, now I'm like looking at my daughter and she's like so perfect. And I look at my body and I'm like, oh, I had such beautiful boobs before. Like they were so nice and perky and like, you know, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I wish that I honestly got nothing done. And that's, I felt like it was so interesting hearing it from her because, you know, we all look at Kylie Jenner and we're like, oh my God, she has it all. She has the beautiful body. She's so gorgeous. She has like perfect hair, perfect face, perfect, you know, life, she has so much money, she's like, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, you realize that, you know, her life isn't perfect, and she has her own insecurities, and she wishes she got nothing done, and she has some regrets, and, you know, her life just, like, isn't perfect. Because, I don't know, I think when I was at a point where I was like really being serious about researching doctors and, you know, getting things done and getting recommendations from people, I thought that it was gonna fix everything. I thought that, you know, the reason why I was insecure is because I had a small butt, and the reason why I wasn't, you know, doing well in my career is because, you know, I wasn't beautiful and perfect, and I needed to be beautiful and perfect, and then I would do well in my career. And then when I'm like beautiful and perfect and I have my BBL, I'll find the perfect boyfriend. And then when I'm beautiful and perfect, I'll do X, Y, and Z. And don't get me wrong, pretty privilege is 100% a thing, but getting something done, whether it's filler, whether it's a surgery, whether it's Botox, whether whatever, it's not gonna fix everything at all. It doesn't fix everything. Just like how, you know, I thought that, you know, making money, like, oh my God, like, I'm going to show these people that bullied me way back in the day, I'm going to show them, like, I'm going to make so much money. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's moments where I'm like, you know, you feel empty inside and you feel sad. And, you know, of course, I don't want to be that person that's like, money doesn't fix all your problems, because bitch, it fixes a lot of problems, okay? I didn't grow up with a lot of money. Like, I am able to support my family now. Like, my family lives in my house. I pay for my family's groceries. And I'm so, 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 so grateful that I'm able to do this. Like, I would have never even thought, like, my 13-year-old self, like, watching YouTube videos, I never would have even thought that I would be able to do any, like, support myself, let alone my family. Like, that is just so insane. And I just wanted to say that I'm so grateful and I love you guys so much. But I don't know. And like my stupid little videos, like what the fuck am I talking about? Does anybody care what I'm talking about? But I don't know. I think it, at the end of the day, the thing that you think will fix everything won't. Everything takes time to heal. There's no one solution to all of your problems. And I don't know. I think I just wanted to like end the podcast being like, bitch, you're beautiful the exact way that you are. You know, we're like so consumed. Like there was a point where like my TikTok was like surgeries, like day in my life, getting my boobs done, getting my BBL, blah, blah, blah. And I like surround myself with all of these things and I'm like, shit, should I do it? Should I do it? Like, it's so normal. Like all these people are doing it. Like maybe I should do it. But I don't know. Even like going back home to Toronto, I'm able to just like be with my family and be with my friends and be like, what the fuck was I on? Like, why did I think that I needed this surgery done so bad? Like, I didn't need that surgery. It wouldn't fix any of my problems. If anything, maybe it would give me problems because it's literally a life-threatening surgery. It's one of the most dangerous surgeries in the entire world. People die from it. And I'm like, why would I have such a beautiful life? I have such a beautiful family. I have a beautiful relationship, a beautiful dog. Like, why the fuck would I risk my life for something so stupid? But I don't know. I love you guys. And whatever you're going through, you know, because we're all going through stuff. I'm here for you, girl. I'm here every single Wednesday, girl. If you ever need a chat or a rant or whatever. And I'm always responding to my Snapchat if you guys ever have any, like, questions or, I don't know, anything that's on your mind. But yeah, I don't know. I love you. You're beautiful the exact way that you are, bitch. You're a badass bitch, you know? And if you're, whatever you're going through, time heals everything. It really does, honestly. And like, it feels like sometimes it's the end of the world when it's not, and it's just the beginning. But I love you guys. I'm gonna do my facial right now. Ah, I'm so excited. But I'll see you guys soon. And I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Make sure you give it a 5-star wherever you're listening to, a thumbs up on YouTube. And let me know your thoughts. Do you agree with everything I said? Do you not agree with everything I said? Am I being a pick me? I don't fucking know. I don't know. I really stand behind what I said though, because I really feel like there needs to be more people that are like, bitch, you actually don't need anything done. You're beautiful the way that you are. Again, do whatever you want. My opinion doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're gonna be in your grave with your body. Who cares? Nobody cares. But bitch, I don't think you need anything done. And you're beautiful the way that you are. And yeah, I don't know. Time heals everything. I don't know. I hope that people don't take this the wrong way. I don't know. But I love you guys. Bye.
Did you like that episode? I really hope that you did. If you haven't already, then make sure to watch last week's episode or the week after. Just click on the links, whatever it is. And I hope that you guys enjoyed. Also, be sure to subscribe because it helps me a lot. But I love you, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Bye. Episode or the week after, just click on the links, whatever it is. And I hope that you guys enjoyed. Also, be sure to subscribe because it helps me a lot. But I love you, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Bye. Sipping on Hawaiian punch, cause the sides feel it rush. Sipping on Hawaiian punch, oh, you like all this gush. Oh no, you can't get enough. Sipping on Hawaiian. Now that it's spring, I feel like I've been going out more, like riding my bike, especially going on walks. You guys know that I've been trying to do 10,000 steps a day. but with all this summer feeling running wild, you need hydration that keeps up with every moment. A single stick of Liquid IV makes ordinary hydration extraordinary with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. I love Liquid IV. I always just put it in my purse, whether I'm like going out or maybe even getting a drink. Liquid IV saves lives, and I kid you not, it has saved my life so many times. My go-to flavor, I think, would be honestly strawberry lemonade, but all of them are good. They have like pear, sugar-free white peach, sugar-free green grape. Strawberry lemonade is my favorite, lemon lime. When it comes to being in the sun and tanning, Liquid IV will be your best friend and staying hydrated. It's so hard for me to drink all of my water every single day, so this helps me stay hydrated the best that I can. Liquid IV is perfect for traveling. It's perfect for throwing in your purse, perfect for going out. You can just never have enough. I always just have an extra stock in my pantry. Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. It has 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks. Tear, pour, live more is their slogan. 1 stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It has 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. And it has no artificial colors or sweeteners. They have 4 delicious sugar-free flavors like white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. And it has a 0 sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. It's clinically proven to hydrate more than water alone. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code GIRLTALK at checkout. Again, that's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using the code GIRLTALK at liquidiv.com.
I've been watching what I've been eating a lot recently, and achieving my goals is more about making healthy habits and less about quick fixes. And that's why I love Daily Harvest. They take the work out of keeping healthy habits, so all I have to do is enjoy. Daily Harvest makes it easy for me to meet my goals and stick with them. They take the planning, prep, and cleanup out of cooking by delivering my favorite veggies and fruit-packed meals straight to my door. With Daily Harvest, I'm getting tons of plant-based options, built-in organic fruits and veggies that are easy to prep and free of gluten, fillers, seed oils, added starches, and sugars. And it really takes the guesswork and effort out of eating food I know that is already good for me. Usually, keeping healthy habits means the same old boring meals, but not with Daily Harvest. They got so many great options for any time of the day, which means sticking to healthy habits is a breeze. Some of my favorites are the dragon fruit and lime smoothie, the butternut squash and rosemary soup. They also have the herb squash and asparagus risotto. By using only recyclable or composting packaging when possible, Daily Harvest is using their part to take care of the earth, which makes me limit my waste and feel good. So create healthy habits that last with Daily Harvest. For a limited time only, go to dailyharvest.com/girltalk to get $30 off your first box plus free shipping. That's dailyharvest.com/girltalk for $30 off your first box and free shipping. dailyharvest.com/girltalk.